I am still planning, boy. I have not come to grips with everything. I am still planning because I am 60 years,
mm-hmm.
and I am getting on the other side of 50. So you know a lot of this technology and things. I do a bit of it, but I am not aware with everything about it. I have to learn that part to help me as well.
You heard, right? The Prime Minister say that there's going to be this training and retraining. How do you see yourself fitting into that in any way?
Yes, somewhat. Somewhat. We have to fit in somewhere, because if you bring on things like the blockchain effect of paying your bills and doing this here online and that online, you have to be able to do it. And what I think that the representative of the constituency have to do is start building a strong constituency in order to get those things worked within their constituency. So they have a part to do. My next question to you is, I would like to ask them, because I have not heard them say that they had kicked back, because when they started the new parliament, they had decided to allow the 10% that which was taken away from them to continue. Right? I don't know if they have taken it back or if they have taken it back. What, when it started, they said that they would allow it to continue. Right? Since then, they had a 5% increase. I have no problem with people who work get paid. Don't have a problem with that. Right? There are certain areas that the government need to look at to save money. And one of the areas I think that they can look at is the rental of private sector properties for government office. That is a big bugbearer. Need to look at that.
You think there's too much of it?
There's too much of it. There's too much of it going on, and that is another area that corruption can happen. And as corruption is something that we all got to look at in this country, so that it is at all levels. It can't be only at the politician level. It is at all levels to have workers within companies who take up. The man working with you, when he come into your workplace, then you're running a construction job, and he take up a pound of nails every evening as he go home. And he do that for 200 and some odd days. You know how much nails he have taken away from your establishment? All of those things are corruption, right? And we as a society have to think. My thing is, I like what the Prime Minister is doing. There are going to be aspects that I will not like. I support this government. I support this government. A whole lot. This is all I got to say today.
Well, I am glad that you called, because I'm really striving to try to ensure that you have that balanced view of what is taking place. There are a number of people who are supporters of the Democratic Labour Party whose voices are heard with a high degree of regularity on this program now. And we really need to make sure that the other point of view is also presented. And people like you, without trying to be involved in a contentious environment, people like you need to be part and parcel of that process. And therefore, I thank you. I think it's a good call. Equally, it is as good as some of the calls that we've had earlier from the other side. Okay? Thank you. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, sir.
You had a caller there earlier on, right, who was very disrespectful to you.
What did he say?
Not she.
What she said, no?
She won't let you talk. She's hollering at you and all sorts of things.
That's par for the course.
The second time she do it to Mr. Ellis.
Well, I can't remember. I didn't remember a female shouting at me. I didn't recall it. Let's deal with what you have on your mind other than that, though.
What I have on my mind, Miss Ellis?
Yes.
That I pray every day God give me health and strength to get up, and I will live a happy day. That is all.
All right. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks.
Just a quick, hey.
Yes,
just a quick intervention. I wanted to get in when Trinitru is on, actually, because I keep hearing.
Yeah, I want you to do something. I think you're the person out there who can do it best. It would be useful if you were to do some research and look at the different tax measures that were imposed by the former administration every year, and then cumulatively what they amounted to. There's a need for that kind of research as you look at what is happening now versus what happened then. Somebody spoke about the first year, but you've had 10 years of different tax measures, and there's a need to look at it in total.
Because he keeps saying this all the time, but I keep saying these guys need to do some little bit of research, stop shooting from the lip. Now, with the NIS, on July the 15th, I don't want to do a free ad for the Advocate, but they brought out a notice from the NIS pension. NIS pension increases. It said, please be advised that effective July 9th, 2018, there was an increase in the non-contributory pension from $155 to $225 weekly. This is as a result of the announcement in the Prime Minister's recent mini-budget. As of a consequence, there was an increase in the minimum contributory pension from $190 to $235 weekly, and also effective 9th of July 2018. And that's a little thing, because this is just a quick intervention, a quick little thing. I did a couple of exercises regarding the flood, when you got to pay removal of road tax, right? With the paid fluid. Now,
before you go any further, remember what the issue is here today. It is that there was a commitment to maintain the differential between contributory and non-contributory, but that was not done. So, to that extent, therefore, they're saying that the promise that was made was not kept.
No, I'm saying when the Prime Minister speaks in the budget, what any financial matters, I think that the president. So you read something from the. But
I think it was well accepted that the differential, there was a closing of the gap. It was not completely closed, but the differential was not maintained.
Yeah, but I'm saying you said, but when once the minister of finance speaks on a budget and a financial matter, I think that's really the law, and this is what.
So what was the law when the Prime Minister spoke? What happened?
As the NIS, right? As I guess the bodies are who just control everything as far as the NIS is concerned. They brought out this notice, and they said this is as a result of the announcement in the Prime Minister's recent mini-budget. So we got to accept that as legal binding.
You're missing the point altogether, though.
Not
I don't know really, if you're you deliberately know. Doing so.
No, I'm not. I'm not missing the point.
I think you're smart enough to recognize what we say.
No. I hear what you're saying, and I understand what was said, right? But I'm saying that as far as I'm aware, she might have said that at some stage, okay? She might have said that previously, but I think they're taking... Will you believe the NIS? Would they come and make a statement and say what they said unless this was really important part? Or they would base it on what she had previously said? Which one you feel matters?
Proceed.
Okay, good. Now, as you said that did with the thing with the floor, right? I look at a vehicle could carry several tanks or different sizes. But I look at one that carrying 20 liters. That would be obviously a small vehicle, right? Now, you have to pay 40 cents per liter
that is going towards the road taxes. So in exercise one, when you do one for 40 liters, that will, you will pay, in full tank, you will pay $8 a week. Now let's assume you had to carry that through to the, for a whole year. 52 weeks will bring you to $416. I work out one for a bigger, you know, 30 liters. 30 liters will bring you to 600, because obviously that will be a bigger vehicle. That will bring you to $624. So the point that I want to say, right? I think people are getting a bit confused.
So you're suggesting where the person lives? In St. Peter? St. Lucie? St. Philip? How much traveling the person
don't doing? Don't forget that. Don't forget, right? the thing is about, this is more extrable. This is usage, you know. This is about usage.
But usage depend upon where you live, what job about, you do, how much traveling you actually are forced to do.
Exactly so. But the only thing in Barbados that are not paid by usage is a telephone landline. Everything else is paid by usage.
So your point is?
My point is, it's an equitable system, and that it's who uses the less diesel, less fluid, right? They will just pay a profit.
But would you accept that depends upon where you live and what you do for a living? If you are a salesperson, for instance, and you have to do a lot of traveling,
right?
Then it's a heavy burden to carry.
Yes.
If you live in Bottom Bay and you work, let's say, at Warren's, you work beyond that. Suppose you work at a cement plant in St. Lucie.
Yes.
I mean, you tell that person that is equitable.
But the point that I'm making, if you use your cell phone and you're using it for business purposes, you said thing, the more usage, it's the usage. That's how you got to look at it. It's about usage.
I think I understand the concept.
Right.
Because it is to guarantee that you are better able to get the revenue. However, the issue here is quantum. Did you have to make it as high as you did?
Man, listen. But I said, listen, right? As I said, you know, anything, I remember Mr. Arthur introduced the 15% VAT, huh?
Yeah.
With one person, at least in particular, Frederick Smith, he used to be always saying, man, reduce the VAT. And I remember Mr. Arthur keep saying, there are 100 ways. He's not thinking right. There's several ways you could do things. Everybody is not going to come up with the same, you know, way of doing things. So, but, you know, nobody speaks about from 2010 to 2018, when Mr. Sinclair had on the same thing at the gas pumps. People were just paying it. They were just paying it. He had a levy at the pump for about 35 cents. 35 cents per liter at the pump. And nobody ain't quarrel about that. He collected millions out of that. And he had promised to put some to the QEX, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm saying that, you know, I don't understand now. But that's how I look at it. If you rationalize it that way, you're paying for the usage.
This person says here, my gas expense will cost me an additional $2,400 a year. I paid $1,600 road tax.
But
previously,
he has to find out how much he's paying in that going to the road tax. All the gas that he puts in his vehicle is not going to road tax. That's all he has to look at. That's all we have to look at it. Only 40 cents per liter.
Well, I was at a gathering yesterday, and I was overhearing people saying that they've noticed that Barbadians are trying to use their air conditioning less because of the extent to which the price of gasoline has gone up.
Yes, actually, someone from Sol mentioned that as well. Someone from the Sol company in management said that they're more conscious now, more conscientious about how to use the gas usage. Because if you're going to use them more, you obviously got to do some cutting back. So
But that makes it all the more necessary for this new government to let us know what is going to happen with respect to renewable energy. I mean, in all of this, let me ask you something. If you're going to try to get as much money as this from the road tax, from the gasoline, does that not suggest to us that you may very well be slow to embark on a program that focuses on renewable energy? As the number of the types of cars and stuff that we bring in?
No, you work on both tracks.
Okay, but we need to hear. I think you would agree with that.
But you didn't hear the minister spoke about, you didn't hear the minister energy spoke about that earlier in the year? Then Busy Williams gave him the vote of confidence and said he know him, that he know he get
No, people in the industry are telling me that they haven't heard enough. They need to get more clarity from government as to what the new policy, the new approach is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyhow, let's take another call. Thank you. Down to Brass Tacks. You on the air? Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Good afternoon. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Well,
yes, sir.
Blessed be, my brother. It has been some time.
That's true.
No, Mr. Ellis, the caller prior to mine was supposed to be a brief intervention. It certainly gives new meaning to the name brief. I am very disgusted, Mr. Ellis, with the amount of water bottles that I am seeing on the street. This is plastic that can be recycled. I don't want to call the names of the brands of the water bottles, but they know who they are. Now, I don't know, maybe you can help me here, give me some guidance here. I don't know if the environmental levy is still in effect. But even if it was in effect, it is certainly bad public relations to have these bottles all over the place. I wouldn't want their company, I wouldn't want their associated with this litter and all over the place in my very containers that carried my product after sale. And I really think something can be done about that. It can be rocket science to get all these plastic bottles and ship them to some person to recycle them or to melt them down or sand, because it is reusable plastic. And I will wait and let you make a comment on that before we move on.
I think the problem is bigger than that, though. I think internationally there is a movement against plastic, and countries are on the verge of banning. Some have already banned plastic, and it goes right down to things like straws. There are things that people put in their ears and that sort of thing. It's a mix of areas where plastic is being used, and the plastic is ending up in the sea, and it is creating environmental problems. And Barbados must confront this in the way that others are seeking to confront it. I don't believe that it will be long now before you hear more of a concerted campaign against the use of plastic in that form and in several other forms in the country.
Because Mr. S has seen pictures of scenes in Puerto Rico and in the Dominican Republic, that I tell you, I really want to see them in Barbados with regard to the club oceans. It pricks my memory that Bico has brought out a product that can be used for foodware, that you can put food in that is highly biodegradable, but I have not seen it in wide use. I thought I would have been seeing it at the fast food establishments, but I am not seeing it in wide use. Another matter that concerns me, Mr. Ellis, is that as a person who voted last election, I don't sit comfortably with me watching my member of parliament being insulted to the extent that bills are reaching his hands too late to be meaningfully discussed. He is there to represent members of my constituency, and when he is there, he represents us, and this is an insult to us as well. And the bills are of national import. I don't feel that bills reaching the leader of the opposition in such a small time frame lends itself to able discussion on behalf of the constituency.
I think the government concedes that. I heard the Prime Minister speaking to this briefly over the weekend when she addressed the annual conference of the Barbados Labour Party, and she seemed to concede that there was validity in arguing that the bills were getting there too late. I think she captured that under the umbrella of this, the haste with which a lot of things are being done to meet the objectives. And, you know, I suppose it can be argued that while it is quite valid to say that you need time to study, there is also the situation where some things will, from time to time, fall through the cracks. It is necessary to learn from that experience, because this is not the I heard a similar complaint some months ago in relation to bills going before the Senate, that people had too little time to read the material that was being presented to them.
Well, I must tell you, Mr. Ellis, yeah. I thought it was being deliberately insulting. The way that you explain it has served to assuage my concerns somewhat. But I certainly don't.
Well, obviously, you didn't hear the Prime Minister speak to it, so.
No, I did. But I certainly that does not soften my concern about the leading opposition being tapped on the shoulder and just handed the bills. Say something about that don't seem professional enough to me.
But I think most people would agree with you that if you got major any legislation, that those people who are required to speak about the legislation should have ample time to go through it.
I must tell you that at first I really stand screwed, like a lot of other members of my constituency, when the leader of the opposition, well, for all intents and purposes, crossed the floor.
How do you feel now?
By listening now and watching to what how you think he's been commenting on and you think he's been saying, the truth is that I can no longer find fault with the man, you know, and I am pleased that he has politically evolved to become this manner of man. You know, I am very pleased with the movement he has so far in Parliament.
And so he comes across as a genuine opposition leader to you?
Yes, to me, yes. And he touches upon the things that we discussed here with some robustness at the garage, you know. And this is what I want to hear from our leader of the opposition. I'm sorry it had to come about this way, but I am very pleased so far with the performance and the speeches and the delivery of the leader of the opposition, and I hope it continues along that way. We are very pleased with the work that Reverend Attlee is doing. I don't know if he can ever run again, but if he runs again, he needs to know that we will stand behind him again. But I'm very pleased with the motion so far as the leader of the opposition. That is what it should be like. What the man is doing.
Thank you very much. This person says that as a taxi operator, you may try to cut down on using the AC, but you end up paying $600 for valet because some companies you work for must have a clean roof and seats. So if you keep the windows open to cut down on using the diesel, you end up with another cost. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, I just wanted to support the government and its staff of finding a way to pay for the water and garbage services that we as Barbadians enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think that we have never really had a real costing, what it costs government to provide clean running water to our homes. And I can say that Barbados has some of the best water that I have ever drank, and I've traveled to several countries. But an incident happened to a group of us in a Caribbean island a few years ago that brought home to me a clear message about what a tremendous cost it must be to our government to continue to supply clean running water to us. Now, a group of us went on vacation to a Caribbean island. And, you know, Barbadians have some habits when they're using the bathroom that are quite interesting. And the evening time when we were taking our showers and so on, the management of the apartment block that we were staying at in another island, they turned the water off. So we went downstairs to the office to inquire as to why the water was shut off while we were using the bathroom. And it is then that the management told us that, unlike Barbados, they don't have a Barbados Water Authority. that the water that we were using is collected when the rainfall into a tank on the property and is pumped into the rooms. And they told us that we had already used more than the quota for the day. And that is the reason why they turned the pipes off. Of course, the Bajans who were there were fuming. But when I look at the habits that we carried to that island, there were persons in the bathroom for quite some time, past 15, 20 minutes, and the pipe was running. So the management came up to the rooms there and they said to us, well, look, this is how we use water in this country. When you're brushing your teeth, you wet the toothbrush, put on the toothpaste, and turn it off. Until then, when you're finished brushing your teeth, then you turn it back on. When you're bathing, you turn on the pipe, wet your skin, and when you're ready, you turn back on the pipe, and you wash off. Now, Bajans don't employ those type of habits. As Bajans, we like to let the pipe run. I see persons washing cars these days. That causes my head to hurt. I see persons washing cars, and when you look, a river is coming from inside their premises onto the main road. And I think that as Barbadians, look, I am willing to cut back on my telephone bill, all this three-way and two-way. I've already looked at my budget and see areas that I could trim because of the importance of water and garbage services. Those things are very expensive to run. It's not cheap. I go by friends of mine, and I see them using the pipes with their children. And it is amazing. A young lady I had a discussion with last week told me that her husband spends at least 1 hour in the bathroom taking a shower. And I had to ask her, what is he doing in there for almost an hour? So, you know, then I am willing to make the sacrifice. I support the government in its effort. I know it can't be easy. I know as Barbadians, we don't like additional taxes, but for water and garbage services, I would do anything to pay the extra to see that those two services remain, right? And that's the contribution that I would like to make. But having traveled to that island, it changed my whole concept about the costing of water and the type of habits that we as Barbadians employ when we are using the water in our homes.
This period is as tough as it is. It has the capacity to encourage Barbadians to adopt new approaches to how we consume many things, and water is one. I have already suggested that there ought to be a national program of retrofitting, because in some respects we may be able to save a lot of water at the kitchen sink and also in the bathroom when it comes to brushing your teeth, washing your face and hands and stuff like that. If the water goes off for too long, we have the capacity to bathe out of a PET bottle. But when the water is running freely, some people spend as long as an hour, as you said just now, in the shower. So we need to recognize that this is a scarce commodity. What happens is that when we have scarcity, we tend to recognize the value of what we have. Once we go back to normal, all of the messages to reinforce the way that we use something like water, all those messages tend to disappear, and we go back to normal. And this is what has happened. So I agree with you 100%. We need to have agencies at the Barbados Water Authority and others in the country reinforcing that particular message if we are to achieve it. And the government must be sending the message to the relevant departments and the relevant companies and that we have in the country that we need to continue on this particular path. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Ellis.
How are you?
Yeah, the stocks man just come here to make a quick intervention, but he called more confusion than clarity.
But you called earlier?
I want to take I won't take a look at the two of them.
You called earlier?
I called earlier, and he come and he called me out. I won't take a look at the national insurance and the gas. But before we go there, let me get a quick one on the water there. Some time ago, I spoke to you, and I told you, Mr. Ellis, take a look
you
at
think this
a
is,
liter
wait, wait,
of
you really
water.
Think it is fair? I would, seriously, excuse me, you think it's fair that if you call the second time, that I should give you the opportunity to speak about two or three topics? I think,
Mr. Ellis,
I think, I really think with this intervention, since you said that you're really coming to balance what the stats man said, please stick to that particular point, because I can be unfair to other callers and let you have
Mr.
all that time.
Mr. Ellis, it's a quick intervention, and he had half an hour.
No, 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 no. You had time before, so I want you to stick to...
Half an hour, Mr. Ellis.
Stick
only
with,
3 minutes.
He didn't have no half hour here. He certainly didn't.
I told you, Mr. Ellis.
But in any case, let me suggest to you, just follow this particular rule today. Mm-hmm. You will have ample time to talk about the water. But let's deal with what he said that you have a difference of opinion with.
Okay, Mr. Ellis.
Stick
okay,
to that one. Uh-huh.
Now, non-contributory pensioners was getting $155 a week. The lowest contributors was getting $190. By giving the non-contributors a $70 increase, it took them to $225, which pushed them past the lowest contributory. But there was given a 43% increase. The national insurance could not afford that, and they bring them up to $10 past them, from $225 to $235. That is what happened. It was nothing to do with party, and it was nothing to do with the higher groups.
Okay, thank you very much. Down to brass tacks, hello.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm. I just want to try to add something positive today to the workers who will be going home. You know, the last, not this, not the last set of retrenchments, but the one before, where we had, I think it was thousands of public workers going home. That was the 80s, I think it was. Was it?
In the 80s, it got to be in the 90s, and since then, we have had the situation after 2013 when people from NCC went home and all of that.
Right, not that one. I told me the one before. But what good came out of that one before this one, the last one, was that it forced Barbadians who were very comfortable to say, you know, I wanted a job in the government, or I wanted a job in the bank. That sending home of public workers back in the 80s, 90s, whichever it was, it forced a lot of people to be entrepreneurs. Because before that, Barbados never had a history of our people being entrepreneurs. But that forced a lot of us to get it and get. So I think now, anything positive that could come out of this new set of retrenchment would be more business people for our people.
But there's a need to, there really is a need, though, to assess where are those people going to work, and where is the entrepreneurship taking place? Is there a bunching of people selling food on the road? You know, is it? We need to analyze that, because you also have to determine what are the areas, the potential areas for growth, where you can encourage more people to go there, rather than having a situation where you have excess competition in an area such as retail, the retailing of food.
I'm not only talking about food. There are a lot of other sectors that people could, you know, trade their hands on. Not only food. Food, mm-hmm. Food, as far as I'm concerned, is very congested now.
Okay. But you take the point. All right. Thanks very much. That's it for today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thanks to Dennis Johnson, who functioned as technical operator and producer, and thanks to all of you who were involved in today's program, either as callers or